Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 23. Okay, so today's topic is talking about the transition from winter to spring and what I think you want to try to pick up and make sure you have before it runs out in terms of spring essentials. Okay, so March 20th has come and gone, and now we are officially in spring, but it doesn't feel like it, and it's kind of that in-between time, meantime sort of thing. So for me, I know it's like I get in this rhythm of wearing the same things over and over again, like a uniform almost, for each season or so. So when I'm like, oh, I can actually wear stuff that's for spring, I have like a, not, I don't say it's a problem, but I'm just like, okay, let me get reorganized here. So what I started doing last year is starting to really look at, you know, pieces that I could transition in and slowly like blend pieces back in, and keep some pieces around for a minute while the weather, you know, adjusts and becomes spring-like. So that I'm not like all of a sudden like, oh my God, it's hot. Okay, I got to put away these stupid sweaters I've been wearing, that sort of thing, or tights and boots and what have you. So that was the reason behind this post, is to help you ease in and get some ideas so it's not so jarring when spring kind of like just appears one day and you're still like, okay, I have my boots out and other stuff. Where, you know, what should I get started with to kind of start your, you know, spring and summer uniform, and get your kind of pieces out, your essentials out. And this episode is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called Transitioning from Winter to Spring. So you can go ahead and check out the items I'm going to be talking about. The blog post will be linked in the show notes for you. So you'll be able to kind of follow along and look at the items as I talk about them. All right. So what I did was I rounded up a few tips on what I think you should definitely still keep out, from your winter clothing, and then what you should start to pull out, from your spring and summer wardrobe. And as I mentioned in the last, episode and just throughout the podcast, that I combine my spring and summer, right? And then fall and winter. So when I say summer right now, it's because I combine the seasons together for spring and summer. And I try to get items that I can kind of, you know, use throughout the two seasons. So I'm not pulling stuff in and out and that sort of thing. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into these tips. The first one is to wear white. So when I mean wear white, I'm talking about like white jeans, white pants. You can get a white cardi. I like the contrast of all those winter darker prints with white. So if you look in this blog post, I have a top that is a floral print with kind of a dark background. It's from Who What Wear, and it'd be one that you can wear to work or for weekend. And I paired it with a white pair of denim jeggings that are pretty crisp white. So I love the way it looks, you know, like the contrast of the darker print and the white. And I feel like it's a nice way to start transitioning in to wearing white for spring and summer. And I know as a woman with curves, you're supposed to avoid white or whatever, but I love it. I wear those white pair of denim jeggings, you know, on repeat, wear them into the ground. I got them from you. So that brand, you can get them online. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them, I think, Nordstrom's Rack as well. And the pair I'm wearing is in an XL, and I just love them. They're super comfortable, and I feel like it looks great with those darker prints. I'm also referring to, you know, different pieces, just not your denim jeggings. So for instance, I have this white tulle skirt that you probably have seen throughout my blog, and through my Instagram feed. And that one, I love it. It's white, and I'm already starting to wear it with, you know, like a striped top. That's like a navy and white stripes, that sort of thing. I also think a crisp white shirt looks great with some of those skirts you were wearing probably for winter. And pairing it with, you know, those darker prints with the white, I think looks great. It's a nice contrast. So just start pulling those things out, because then obviously summer and spring, you're going to wear them. But it's a nice way to ease into having just kind of a more bright and, crisp looking outfit. The other item I think you want to make sure you keep out now would be your blazers. So tip number two is keep your blazers out. So I have a kind of a point knit black blazer in this blog post that I love. And they have one that's similar to it in Target right now. I believe it's from A New Day. I'm wearing an XL in the one I have, so you might want to try that. I think sometimes they run a little small, so you might have to do a 2XL. Anyway, I love that it's stretchy. It's comfortable. I just threw it over a floral print dress and then added a belt outside of the blazer just to give some structure. So I think blazers right now, you know, when it gets cold at night or, you know, just the weather being unpredictable, I feel like different colored blazers, you know, I go with a black, but also if you have other colors, are a great way to layer a bit and still, you know, start to wear some of those spring dresses. And you can show your legs a little bit more if you're warmer up top. And if you want to hear more about my tips on finding the right blazer, go ahead and head over to, I believe it's episode number 5. It's 3 tips on finding the right blazer, especially just for curves, because that could be like just a project. So go check out that episode. And then if you have some that you already like, I feel like you just want to keep those out right now, because when the temperature drops, then you can just throw something on. And blazers always work because they give you structure as well. Tip number 3 has to do with accessories, more specifically a basket bag. I really like having a little basket purse for spring and just starting to use it now, and for a few reasons. It adds texture to your outfit. I think it screams like, hey, it's spring. So I think it's just a great accessory to have. Last year, I got one that was kind of like a bucket style from Who What Wear, and I still wear it, and I will be wearing this again, this purse again, this spring. And then this year, I got this kind of more basket shaped bag. It is from Who What Wear as well, and so it's linked in the blog post. I love it. I feel like I'm trying to like not wear it too much, not use it too much. Because I keep pulling it. I'm like, wait a minute, I already used that the other day. So you will see it all throughout my Instagram feed. I feel like, again, adds some visual interest, some texture, and really starts to kind of get you in that spring and summer mode. In terms of the size for a basket bag, I personally like to go with something a little smaller. I think it just looks kind of cuter with your sundresses and that sort of thing. But there are those bigger tote bags, too, that come out right now. So you might want to check those out. But for me, I really like the versatility of just like a small to midsize basket bag, because I feel like it doesn't overwhelm my outfit too much and then look like I'm going to the beach and then confuse people because I'm not going to the beach. So that's my my take on the size of the basket bag, but definitely I think it's something you want to have out now as we transition into spring. Tip number 4 is to start wearing some color. So if you saw the spring edition of my favorite finds, and if you've been on Instagram, you will see that I have a wrap style dress from Old Navy that I am wearing on a repeat. I actually got like the same dress in 2 different colors because, you know, if it works, pick up more than one. Anyway, so I have like a red, kind of punchy red wrap style dress, and it has these tiny little daisies on it, and so it looks like polka dots from far away. Really, really cute. So anyway, I think it's the perfect time to start pulling out your color, and it could be a scarf, it could be a dress, could be a top, but definitely start pulling out some of your color, so it gets you into that spring state of mind and then starts to contrast with some of your darker or more neutral pieces that you're starting to transition out of your your wardrobe or your closet right now. So I've mentioned before that I'm in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area. So it's probably, you know, warmer here than most other parts of the country. So, you know, it might be harder for you to go with some, you know, real colorful pieces that are maybe short sleeve or that sort of thing. So what I did last year when it was spring and I wanted to wear color is I just got a bunch of different sweaters in bright colors, like from H&M. So that's definitely something you can try, is getting brightly colored scarves or sweaters just so you can change it up from all the neutrals that we've been wearing for winter and for fall. Okay, so there you have it. We have our four tips for transitioning from winter to spring. The first one was wear white. Second one, keep those blazers out. Third one, add a basket bag. And then the fourth one was start wearing some color. So hopefully these tips will kind of get you more in the mode for spring and start getting your pieces together so that it's easier to get dressed because you're like, oh, I can just try to throw these few items together for a spring outfit as the weather begins to warm up. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com where you will see this blog post titled Transitioning from Winter to Spring. You're going to go ahead and you'll see the floral print top from Who What Wear that I paired with white denim jeggings that are from Q. Then you'll also see the knit point kind of blazer that I got from Target, and I'll have one that's similar that's linked. And you'll see it paired with a dress from Who What Wear, which is super cute. It's like kind of a tiered dress. It's really kind of goes out and flowy type of style. It's a mini style. So you'll see that. And you'll see the basket bag that is also from Who What Wear that I'm loving. And lastly, you'll see the dress from Old Navy. It's a wrap style with kind of a red punchy orange color. I said color really weird. Anyways, you'll check that out. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I know what you like, what you don't like, and what you want to hear more about. And don't forget to check out my Patreon where you can help me with the development of content that is meaningful for you. And also, if you want to find me, go ahead and check me out on Instagram. I am at Mix It Up With Curves. I am there not all the time, but most of the time. And don't forget to sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter so you can get the links to items before I get my act together and put them on the blog. And lastly, don't mix in because you don't need to.